Whoa. I think I just figured something out, Beaver.
What?
This sucks.
It really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You done?
Yeah, I'm just picking on your camo shirt. I've never seen you wear camo.
What? Are you kidding me? I live in camo.
Not a camo shirt. I've seen camo pants. You try to camouflage that ass.
That's true. In many ways, I have camo shorts and like different lengths. I have short shorts. I have longer shorts. I have very long shorts. I have several camo pants. I've tried to hide the legs and the middle-aged spread or whatever I got going on here. Yeah, this is the first time. No, I've had this shirt for a little while. I guess I haven't worn it. Obviously, I haven't worn it in front of you, but I have camo jackets. I don't know what it is with my generation and camo. It's so fucking weird. I don't know why we love camo. Camo and skulls. It's like, I don't know what that's about. I don't know who sold us that whole idea. I don't know if it's a music thing that we grew up. Like, I think if you grew up in the 90s, they hand you camo, things with camo and things with skulls on it, and that's it. That's what you wear now.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are. Sorry.
So that's what you feel comfortable in, so that's what you're going to pull out before the show. You say, I'm going to wear green.
Well, it's deeper than that. It's like when I actually go shopping and I'm buying like a V-neck t-shirt and there's 30 of them in all different colors and then there's one that's camo. I'm like, oh, look, there's a shirt for me. I just grab it. Like, why would I grab the purple one when there's a camo?
Yeah, because there's no skull one, so...
Right.
You buy the camo one.
Yeah.
So would you wear a camo shirt like that and camo pants?
I didn't before I saw Marnie Sinofonte. Now, Marnie is like a famous stylist. She styles everybody. She's amazing. She styles all the important celebrities out there. And she actually had a show for a little while. I don't think it came back from the season, but there's a show on HBO that she and Offset do where they're judges, and it's like a style show, like a designer show. She's a famous designer. I follow her on Instagram, and she is really good at taking one pattern and putting it on head to toe, but not the same. So not the exact same thing. It looks like a uniform. So she'll do like a big camo with a small camo, or maybe like a blue camo with a green camo, and then like tie a camo sweater around her neck or something. So she's really good at taking one pattern. So I would have said before, I would have never done that. Mm-hmm. Now, because of her, I do shit like that all the time. I have this one outfit that is leopard. It's like four different leopard prints that I put together. And whenever I wear it, people are like, that's oddly stylish.
Yeah, I've learned since moving to the South, there's two different types of camo. So the camo you are wearing right now is army camo.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, and then there's another type of camo, and that's hunting camo.
Oh, right. The kind you get at like a Bass Fisherman Market, whatever the name of the place is.
Yes, Bass Fisherman Market sells the hunting camo. So, yeah, you can't wear that type of camo in the South because they're going to call you out that you're trying to be an army guy.
Oh,
so you got to wear the hunting camo, which I never knew there were two types of camo. I never knew.
Yeah, I know what the hunting camo is. Now that you say it, it has more orange in it and other patterns in it. It's not just camo. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what the pattern looks like. Yeah, that's for boys. So I wouldn't normally admit something like this to you because I know you're going to give me shit about it. But it's not illegal, which is why I'm telling you. So you know how marijuana is now legal in New York?
I did not know, but okay.
Okay, so not only is it legal, there are actually stores. Like you walk into a store. My boyfriend just described this to me because we've never been into a store like this before. So here's what happens. You walk into the store. There's a big giant security guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, ID, please. And you got to show your ID, not because they're tracking you, because they want to make sure you're of age. It's like, I'm obviously over 21 or whatever the age is. I'm over a lot of ages, so I'm good. So you go in and then you actually meet with, there's like a guy there. There's counters that almost look like a jewelry counter, right? And there's a guy there and you discuss with him what you're looking for. You know, what kind of wee? What do you want it for sleep? Do you want it for anxiety? Are you having back pain? Is it just, you know, to chill out at the end of your day? Like, what's your goal? Why are you here for this? And you tell them, you know, for us, it's we're the biggest insomniacs. So anything that could help us sleep that is on the natural side, we've tried everything except for like, we don't want to take what you take, Ambien. We don't want to get started with any of that. I just want like somebody to punch me out until I pass out, but I can't get someone to punch me. So I heard that there's different types of marijuana that will do the trick, that will, you know, whatever. So I haven't smoked pot since I was in college. I mean, that's a long time. And it's funny, when I left college, I made the decision that I was no longer going to drink, smoke, nothing. I went full straight edge. Like, that was my whole thing. When I left college, I was straight edge in every way, shape, or form. I dated straight edge guys who rode skateboards, you know, and wore like skateboard clothes and listened to straight edge music. Mm-hmm. You know, I went full fucking straight edge back then. So that kind of got me started on like just not being into drugs or alcohol or any of that, clean, sober, all of that. So here I am, cut to now, been having trouble sleeping. Friends were like, marijuana's legal. There's some really good shit out there that they make specifically for chilling out, sleeping, get some.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to this place that I started telling you about where you go in, there's a security guy, and then there's like cases, like it's a jewelry counter. And then you tell the guy what you're there, what you're looking for. And he goes, got the perfect thing for you. And he tells you how much it is. You give him the money and he turns around. I guess there's like a guy behind a thing. This is so they don't get robbed, I guess.
Mm.
There's like a guy behind a thing and he slides the money through. And then the guy gives you whatever it is that you're about to buy. It's like, it's legal. It's weird. It's like, the way I picture how it was back in the day, like you're on the street, you say to a guy, smoke, yeah, I got some, yeah, you know, and you give them,
it's like
you
a palm speakeasy.
Them some money. Yeah, you palm them some money, and then they bring you to this one little area, and there's a guy there pulling shit out of his pocket.
Mm.
It's that, but it's a store, and it's beautiful, and it's well-painted, and it's gorgeous, and it's very well-organized, and it's legal. So, but, you know, it's really for hipsters. Like, the names of the pot now, it's not like, you know, indigo or regular just weed.
Mm.
It all has like wacky ass.
Yeah, like pineapple surprise and.
Yeah, yeah. Shit like that. Exactly. So we got something called peanut butter lovers or something with the word peanut butter in it. Peanut butter something or other. I think peanut butter lovers is what we got.
Peanut butter lovers.
Oh, hey, listen, try this. I told my weed guy to step it up and he gave me that.
What is this?
It's called Mind Rape. It's actually pretty mellow.
Doesn't sound very mellow.
Well, he only had three other batches. Gorilla Panic, They're Coming, and something called This Is Permanent. Go on, spark it up.
I don't know what the peanut butter context is, and we specifically said that we heard some of this stuff like tastes terrible. Do you have anything that tastes good? He's like, oh. So Joe brings it home, and I was like, all right, break it out. And I just smoked pot for the first time since I was in college.
Oh, just now before the show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why would you wait till after the show?
I don't know. I guess I just was dying to try it. You know, it's the kind of thing where I waited all these years. I waited so long to try this shit. You know, and funny because I smoked like just, I just had one little hit. That's all I had. And when I tasted it, I was like, oh, yeah, that tastes pretty good. And I thought, I don't feel anything. It doesn't work for me. Or maybe I need more. Maybe it's been too long. Or, and then as we started talking about my camo shirt, it hit me. And you're freaking me out talking about my camo shirt right now.
Well, see, today
I
went to the pot guy, but I went to, they don't have pot here. They have CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the CBD store and I always get these chocolate things and I cut them in four. Well, I have been cutting them in 16. So I only take like a little, little bite and then it's fine. But they had this new type that's called a straight up happiness or some bullshit. And it's like cherry chocolate. And I got that, but I didn't try it tonight until after the show.
You're waiting until after the show to try. Aren't you dying to taste it?
Yeah, but I can wait till after we do the show.
Yeah, but you hand me something called peanut butter teddy bears, and I'm dying to try it now. I've waited all of these years. College was years ago. I've waited this long. I was
she
like,
could wait another hour.
I really couldn't. I really tried. You know, the problem wasn't that I couldn't wait. It was the fact that he was like, well, I'm going to try it. I was like, but I have the show. He's like, well, I'm trying it now, so you try it later. It's like, well, I want to try it with you.
Oh.
I don't want to be high alone later. So, yeah, toked up.
So how was peanut butter teddy bear high heel shoes?
High heel shoes. I you know, what do I have to compare it to? It feels fine.
Do you feel sleepy?
I feel pretty mellow and pretty chilled out. That if I wasn't talking to
you, need to live on that.
Yeah. The problem is you keep talking. If you shut up for 2 seconds, I can probably fall asleep pretty easily.
During the talk show, I should shut up because you're high.
But the other thing is, the question was, how are we going to consume it? Because they don't hand it to you in a consumable process.
You have to go buy a bong.
They don't give it to you in a joint. They don't give it to, you know, they just give you the actual, just the marijuana part.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, how are we consuming it? So that was a discussion. You know, I don't want a bong. Like, what am I, 14? You know, that noise it makes. You got to put water in there or beer, depending on, you know, what kind of bro you are. It just, that seems like a lot and a lot to clean, you know. Rolling a joint seems like a big commitment because that's the whole joint. Wait, you can take one hit and just leave the joint laying around.
Right.
You can't really do that. So you got to find something you can do that when your ma comes over, she's not going to go, what's that? Like a bong. Especially the bongs. Have you seen the bongs now?
No, I can just imagine.
Oh my God. They had this whole array of bongs that were just penises of all different sizes. Tiny ones, giant ones. So that way, you know, it's funny. Like you put your mouth on the penis to smoke, you see.
I understand.
Yeah, you understand how that goes. And then, of course, like the bottom, the balls is where you put the, yeah. So that was not for us. We thought that was hilarious,
The beer is where the balls are. The balls, you put the beer in the balls.
Yeah, right, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
That's how it goes. And then they have, like, theme things. Like, if you're into Star Wars, the Star Wars ones, there's skulls, there's just big, beautiful glass ones with, like, long pipe things coming out. So you have a lot of options, you know? We just went for like a little small glass pipe, just with a little tiny carburetor on the side.
Mm.
Joe stopped and got a Bic lighter because I was like, how are we going to light this thing? Who has matches these days? You know, why would I have that? He stopped and got a Bic lighter, which they still make, apparently.
Mm.
And yeah, so he had this little tiny glass, beautifully blown glass pipe. So once he lit it up, what do? Just let it sit there? No, I had to help him finish it.
Edibles are the way to go.
I'm scared of those. I feel like with marijuana, it's in, it's out. If you don't like it, you take a little nap, it's gone. I feel like edibles, I don't know how long they're going to last. They're in your system. What, you know me, I have a million stomach issues. What if it doesn't sit right with my stomach?
Yeah, that's why you only eat like a quarter. Just a bite.
No, but even that, how much do I eat? Like a little bite, a big bite? I feel like that would be too out of control for me. I like the idea of actually just smoking a little something. You take one little hit, that's all I need. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fine. One hit, and I think I'm good. I think I feel pretty good right now.
Yeah, for me, if I take a toke off a joint, then I think that's going to trigger the smoking thing in my brain to go.
Because you smoked cigarettes for such a long time.
To go, now I'm a smoker again, and right. I got to stop and buy a pack of cigarettes. So, but no, I just cut them in half until you figure out the right amount, and that's what you do.
Well, because marijuana is legal here in New York, you know what's popping up are these little private clubs. So if you've ever been to Amsterdam, Amsterdam, where pot has always been legal, you walk into a, how do I describe it? It's almost like a coffee shop, and they give you a menu. Just instead of the different types of lattes and matchas they have on there, it's all the different types of pot and hash and whatever else they sell there. And you basically choose. Like, you choose what you want. Sometimes it's like a little tasting platter kind of thing. And you just sit there in this club or bar, like little coffee shop kind of place, and you just smoke. You know, it's like a little... That's it. But in Amsterdam, anybody can just walk right in. What they're doing now in New York is they're having private clubs. So you've got to become a member. Mm. You've got to join, and you've got to be asked to it's not like you can just join.
Right.
A member has to sponsor you, and then once you're in, and there's one, a really famous one, that is not too far from where I live, where that's what people do. They hang out, and they taste different types of marijuana and hash and whatever, and there might be alcohol there. I don't know. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you're allowed to sell alcohol in a situation like that. You might not be allowed to. So I think it's just the pot, and then you can get a Coke or a, you know, soda or something. But it's just a place to, like, there's couches, you hang around, and you just sit, like, and smoke with your friends or with strangers, and you get to know people. But it's a thing now. It's like it's weird how the marijuana culture is really becoming something here. And I think I'm the only one of my friends who has not been smoking all along. I have a bunch of friends that have always been smoking. I'm afraid if something is illegal, you know, in our industry, I don't want to get a pee test. I'm not taking any risks. It's right. Illegal. Now that it's legal, I feel like it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. You couldn't smoke before because what if you get a job and they say you got to go take a drug test? Then you're screwed.
Which we always have to do. But if you take a drug test, my guess is they're looking for oxy. They're not looking for marijuana. But who knows? Why take the risk?
I don't know.
Right. Why take yourself out of the potential of getting a job you've been waiting for your whole career just for a couple of hits of a joint? Not worth it.